Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 305 for Friday, March 13th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were higher Friday morning, with losses in the Canadian dollar behind some of the relative strength. Canola is up $1 to $3 in early trade, the May contract up $1.20 at $464.90 per ton. The Canadian currency is down by over half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, following some disappointing jobs data. The weaker currency makes exports more attractive for international buyers using U.S. dollars and is also supportive for domestic crush margins. Overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures helped underpin canola as well, but Chicago soybeans were down Friday morning, and that did put some pressure on canola. The large South American soybean crop also continued to weigh on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both down, while wheat was steady to higher in most months. Soybeans down 8 to 9 cents to start the day, the May contract down 9 at $9.82 per bushel. Declining export demand as the South American harvest moves forward and supplies from Brazil become more plentiful did contribute to the losses in beans. Chart-based selling, a stronger U.S. dollar, and talk that U.S. livestock feeders are bringing in cheaper South American soy meal rather than the more expensive domestic supplies was also bearish for beans. For corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the May contract down 2 at $3.86 per bushel. Corn demand is also shifting to South America, and that's cutting into the usage numbers in the U.S. However, news that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency may be considering placing limits on continuous corn cropping in an effort to combat rootworm resistance did help limit the losses. The gains in wheat were also somewhat supportive for corn. Wheat is up 1 to 5 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 2 at $5.10 per bushel. In addition to some technical strength, weather concerns in parts of the Midwest and Southern Plains also supported wheat, with cold and dry conditions possibly causing some damage to the U.S. winter wheat crops. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, March 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.